The Warren Cup's made of silver. It's a goblet, and it looks as though it would hold a pretty large glass of wine. It's in the shape of a small sporting trophy, standing on a small base, a bit wonkily now, and it would once have had two handles, although those are now lost. But you can see at once that this is a work of supreme craftsmanship. The seams on the cup are in relief, and they've been created by beating out the silver from the inside. Given the subject matter, it must have been used at private parties, but it would certainly have commanded the admiration and the attention of everybody present.
Lavish eating and drinking was one of the key rituals of the Roman world, which 2,000 years ago ran from Spain to Syria. Throughout the empire, Roman officials and local bigwigs would use banquets to oil the wheels of politics and business and to show off wealth and status. Roman women were generally excluded from events such as the drinking parties where our cup would have been found, and I think we can assume that it was intended for an all-male guest list. So I'm afraid you'll have to imagine that you're a man, arriving at a grand villa near Jerusalem somewhere around the year 10. Slaves lead you through to an opulent dining area where you recline with the other guests. The dining table is set with beautifully embellished silver platters and ornate vessels, and this is the context in which our cup would have been passed around among the guests. On it are shown two scenes of male lovemaking, set in a sumptuous private house. The lovers are depicted on draped couches, similar to the ones that you, the guests, are lounging on. And you can see a lyre and pipes waiting to be played as the participants settle to their sensual pleasure. Classical historian Bettany Hughes.